It's James and she's a star. Do you know what? It doesn't look too bad out there this morning, does it, actually?
Blue skies.
After a windy night.
It wasn't half windy, wasn't it?
Gary and Lisa's Chinese news story of the day.
Nin hao.
What?
Nin hao.
Would you not say ni ha?
Ni hao.
Thank you. Not that I'm fluent or anything.
I just thought I'd say hello to everyone. Ni hao. Yes, Chinese news story of the day, where we are truly global, the only radio station within the Northeast and beyond that is truly global, broadcasting right, apart from the world surface, broadcasting right across the world via the internet. 900 downloads in Beijing last week.
What?
We had 900 downloads. Yeah, 900. We're spreading the word around the Beijing area. So we can do a Chinese news story of the day, just to keep everyone in China up to date with the news that's happening there anyway. Nice little story. This is one at the end of the news, you know, where they
like
come out.
Land Finally.
Land of Finally, yes. Mm-hmm. An extra mouth to feed is the story. Yes. A little tiny porker has an excuse to make a pig of himself at mealtimes. Why? Because he truly has two mouths. Yes. A two-month-old pig born in a litter on a farm in Dangshan province in Zhonghua, North China, has two mouths. What? His owner, farmer Li Huaya, and his wife, Wu-ha-ha, named the piglet Ing-wa, which means babe in English, because it's an extraordinary pig. Lee explained, the mouths aren't very much like an average mouth, and he can eat twice as much because he's got the two mouths, but he's only got one stomach. It's making him very heavy. I'm feeding him with a bottle with one mouth and corn with the other. He's doing well.
Ni hao.